You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting net into the sea. For they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their net and followed him. Nobody follows Jesus aimlessly. Jesus does not call people to himself without a purpose, aimlessly, no. Your call to Christ has a purpose. There is something Jesus wants to make you. And you should be troubled if after claiming to have followed Jesus for a while, you are not becoming something in his hand. You should be worried. Just imagine that Peter and Andrew, after 3.5 years, they didn't become anything. They didn't become fishers of men. Do you think they will not be worried? That when he called us, he told us that he will make us fishers of men. Note that he said it to them. He didn't say it to Peter. Sometimes people think it was Peter that he said will be fishers of men. No, it was to all of them. At least in this passage, it was to Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother. He said, "Follow me. I will make something of your life." The Bible says that those whom we foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. If you read Ephesians 4 again, it says, "Until we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the fullness of the stature of Christ, growing into him in all things." From the day you say, "I become born again, I'm a child of God," there is something Jesus is working towards. There is something he wants to achieve. There is something you must become. Following Jesus is not an aimless, endless walking about and saying, "Oh, I'm following Jesus." There is something you must be coming. There is something he's making of your life. Look at what he did. The Bible said in verse 20, they immediately left their net and followed him. These were married men, probably who have children, who are waiting for them to bring food home. And they left everything and followed Jesus. There has to be a purpose. They cannot take such a risk with their lives aimlessly or carelessly. Many people are not agitated today that their lives has made no difference from the time they said they were following Jesus till now. And the reason they are not agitated is because they didn't see anything they were to become. Paul said, "I press towards the mark of the high calling." At a point, he said, "I have not finished my race." And then at a point, he said, "I have finished my course." Do you know your course? Do you know your race? Are you just aimlessly following Jesus? Nobody follows Jesus that don't become something in his hand. You can't see somebody that is following Jesus and 1 year after following Jesus, that person's life is still the same. That person is still living the same way. Nothing has changed. All the trouble in that person's life, they are there. All the sin in his life is there. No. Jesus is purposeful. He wants to form your life. There's something that you must be growing into. If you have a baby and that baby is not growing into adult, do you know you will have a problem? You have a child. The child is 5 years old. At 5 years of age, the child is still a baby that you can carry with one hand. The child is still drinking milk. The child cannot say daddy. The child cannot say mommy. You will be concerned. You will be going from pediatricians to psychologists. You just be going everywhere so that they can help you see what is wrong with the child. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. Some people need to declare emergency and say, "Lord, have mercy on me. I've been following you for years. I have not become anything. People who knew me in the past can't meet me now and say, this person is in Christ." You know, it's amazing that people will say they've been following Jesus for 10 years. And people who knew you 10 years ago, when they meet you today, they still have the same discussion with you. They still have the same joke with you. They still have the same relationship with you. They cannot see that, this person doesn't flow. Do you know that when you come to Jesus, your worldly friend will naturally draw back? It's not you trying to cut people off. There will be a separation because you can't flow again. The life is now different. You are carrying a different life. But you have been following Jesus for all these years. Nothing has changed. You are still afraid of dreams. You are still afraid of witches. All your trouble, they are still there. All the issues you used to give your husband or you used to give to your wife is still the same thing that you are doing. You better check it. I don't think you are following Jesus Christ. He said, follow me and I will make you. The follow is not an aimless following. It's a purposeful following. If you have truly following Jesus, your life will become something in his hand. People will see it and say, this person, he had been with Jesus. I want to ask you, does your life reveal to people that you had been with Jesus? May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.